Military station in the desert. Can we resolve the past, lurking jaws, joints of time, the base, to come of age in a dry place, holes and caves? My friend drove an hour each day from the mountains. The bus gives you a hard-on with books in your lap. Someone shot the bird in the afternoon dance show. They gave out free records to the best couple. Spades dance best from the hip.
You're about to meet an angry man, Mr. William Connor, who carries on his shoulder a chip the size of the national debt. This is a sour man, a lonely man, who's tired of waiting for the breaks that come to others but never to him. Mr. William Connor, whose own blind hatred is about to catapult him into the darkest corner of the Twilight Zone.
Hey! Hey! Bill!
How you doing?
All right.
Can't stay long. My wife's relatives from Florida are coming over for dinner. Great.
Hey, girl. Another beer over here.
Bill, you look kind of cranky this evening.
Yeah, I'm pissed all right.
Uh-oh.
Remember the guy Goldman?
He didn't get promoted?
I gave it to that Jew bastard. Why don't you come over here? Cheer me up. I need it.
Just drink your beer.
What about you? You want to cheer me up?
Don't touch me.
Don't touch me. Okay.
I think she likes you, Bill.
Can't believe it, you know? I can't.
Bill.
Drink your beer. Relax.
What do you mean, relax? They give Goldman my promotion. You're telling me to relax. You know what that would have meant to me?
An extra $6,000 a year that I'd earn. You know, them kikes. They always get more money, you know that much.
How long has Goldman been there?
So what if he's been there longer than me? So what? I'm better than him. I worked hard for that promotion. What happens? They give it to some Jew. And what else do the hell they want, for Christ's sake? They own everything as it is.
Oh, Bill, the Jews don't own everything.
The Arabs won't let them.
Arabs, what the hell is that? Just a nigger wrapped up in a sheet.
He's on a roll now.
I'm gonna tell you something. I don't know what's matter with this country, but it's getting tougher and tougher to earn a living. You know why? I'll tell you why. Because of the Jews, because of the blacks, because of the Orientals.
You're ranting, Bill.
Yeah, I'm ranting. Why not? You know who owns my house? Jap Bank. I'll tell you something else. Niggers live not more than 6 blocks from my house. 6 blocks.
Excuse me, mister. Have you got a problem?
Yeah, I got a lot of problems.
Look, I really don't care what you gentlemen think, as long as we don't have to listen to it.
It's okay, no problem. My friend is a little upset, that's all. I got some bad news today. Trying to get us killed?
I just finished telling you that some Jew got my job. Niggas live in my neighborhood. You getting embarrassed? You want to leave? You want me to hold it down? What? Hey, don't give me that. I'm going to tell you something. I love this country, damn it. And I fought for Korea. And my country paid me to kill gooks.
Hey, hey!
But those same gooks now own my house. I needed that job. I really needed that promotion. I was counting on the extra money. I understand. The Jews are rich. What the hell they want with my job, anyway?
Hey, Bill, I know Goldman. You can't exactly call him rich.
You understand what the hell I'm talking about, do you? I'm trying to tell you that I'm better than a Jew. I'm better than some African spear chucker. I'm better than some gook because I'm an American!
I'm an American. Does that mean anything anymore? Hold it down, huh? Now you hold it down.
How about please hold it down?
How about please hold this?
Hey, Bill, wait a minute. Bill.
Yeah, I'm real sorry about your boy, man.
Thank you. had sons. Stop. You have failed to remove your shoes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought maybe...
This sanctum is beyond the reach of material concerns. It is a holy place. The light is holy, the walls are holy, this water is holy. These hands are holy.
I see.
Do not put your material shoes on the holy water.
What should I do with them?
Throw them into the material world.
But they're my only shoes.
Throw them! Wait. Give me those material corruptions. Out. Out.
Well,
are we on?
No, look, yeah, you don't even have to talk about what we're talking about.
We just introduced early, so. Earl what Tree. Hi, Fig.
I live. Food.
Get my cheese
sandwich.
Did they have one? They have one.
Did you get a malt? Didn't bring any
more.
I mean, a cheese, but cheese.
Oh, it's mine. It's mine. Maren.
Did you order one?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh,
God, I would've...
What'd you get me?
Oh, grilled pickle. Mike, I'm going to take a bite pretty quick.
Oh, thank you.
I would have rather
had that.
Well,
that's
Iran. Hey, there's onions on this, so I hope all you guys don't mind.
Hi, Earl.
There's some french fries you can all split.
Oh, there's kosher pickles.
Thank you for the french fries. I'm really,
Everything's going to be all right, Marilyn.
Thank you.
Oops. Yeah. Okay, what Earl talked about?
I stepped on my French fries.
Yeah, after the concert in Paris.
Concert?
Which was a blast, yeah.
That big old thing.
that was it.
The Olympics.
I love the concert. That was the best. I had a lot of fun.
It was great.
I thought it was the best show we ever played.
It was great.
I thought I liked it almost.
First show, I only made 3 mistakes.
Oh. I haven't made a mistake yet in my whole career.
Brian, we keep waiting for you to make a mistake.
Where was this place where we had the lamb, wherever it was?
Oh, at that banquet we had.
Yeah, well, you know.
Preston.
Yeah, they brought in that big old lamb, and Dennis and I had to sit there holding it up.
Yeah, but it had its, you know, they cut the whole lamb and put its raw head back on.
Yeah, that's right. They didn't take they didn't burn the hair off of it. It's sitting there looking at you.
Of all the whole European
French bread.
Of all Europe, the only thing that stuck out in my mind is the bread.
You know, who was a great help was Dick Rising, Capitol Records representative over there. One of the greatest guys I've ever met in my life.
He sent us a telegram.
Hey, Carl.
Yeah.
Get out of here. What was the most fascinating experience you remember? What's the highlight?
Yeah, I don't know. I think Rome. It sticks out in my mind because it was such a beautiful, you know, place. And the Colosseum was—I've never seen anything like that ever.
Yeah. It looks like it.
Went to Rome. I love the England.
The TV work is great.
If you notice, like Shindig or Hullabaloo, a lot of these TV shows are going after.
Like there's about 6 of them now.
Of the TV shows. Well, you know, are all going after, you know, this sort of thing.
Thank you.
beautiful day in the neighborhood. A beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Won't you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Hello, boys and girls. You know Christmas is a special time in Mr. Robinson's neighborhood. It's a time for giving. And look what Mr. Landlord gave me. It's an eviction notice. Well, that's why Mr. Robinson has to wear this Santa Claus suit to sneak in and out of his building. But it just isn't a disguise, boys and girls. Because when I add this little kettle here, and when I add this little bell, it becomes a small business. Yes, Christmas is a season for giving and for taking. And with this little operation, I figure I'll be taking in about $300 or $400 a day. Oh, why must Christmas come but once a year? You know, another reason why Mr. Robinson likes Christmas so much, boys and girls, is because I have so much in common with Santa Claus. We both like to sneak into your house late at night. Only Mr. Santa Claus likes to leave things. Mr. Robinson prefers to take a few things every now and then. Let's see what I have for Christmas today. Ooh, look, a little doll baby. Isn't it so cute, boys and girls? They're not worth a lot of money now, but through the miracle of modern science, Cabbage Patch dolls. Now they're worth a lot of cabbage. I can sell these to little stupid kids for about $50 each. $50 each. Can you believe that? Well, that's why I love Christmas. And that's today's word, boys and girls. Christmas. Do you know any other words that begin with X, boys and girls? How about X? Who could that be, boys and girls?
Robinson! Are you the guy that sold my kid a head of lettuce with a dress on it?
That reminds me of another word, boys and girls, that begins with X. Escape. Well, I'll see you later, and remember, tomorrow, I'll visit you tomorrow when you sound the sleep. Goodbye, boys and girls.
have you seen my baby? Oh, never, no. You know she drives me crazy with the funny things she do. I seen her with the milkman riding down the street. When you're doing my baby, milkman, send her on. Hold on. Never been no good. Said, please don't talk to strangers, baby. What's your way to do? She said, I'll talk to strangers if I want to, 'cause I'm a stranger too. Hold on.
Get the gun! Hey, man! Okay, okay.
I don't know my way home.
It's okay. I don't either.
Thinking in my ears resounds through my brain.
are free, but damned if you're deceased in your own lifetime.
Thank you. gotten like this on stage, screen, radio, TV, or cable, baby. This is an exclusive.
One place that you have not looked, and it is there.
only there that you shall find the master.
You sure look like a master to me.
All right, Leroy, who's the one and only master?
I am.
Rolling high through the sapphire.
Das ist ein neues Stück. es heißt Saint-Amaze.